I suppose, sir.
It's been a busy day. Sorry, sir, I pushed the button up and you wanted down.
All I want to know, going up or going down?
This damn elevator stopped on us the other day.
Tell me about it. I waited a half hour talking to my boss through the door.
All I want to know, going up or going down? All I want to know, going up or going down?
Hey, I'm back. It's me, Dale Calhoun, LLC, bringing you some music moments, the things I've experienced when I've listened to music or when I've created music. And we've been talking about that transition, you know, making the chord changes and making it interesting, keeping the listener's attention to your song. Like, I mean, we mentioned that if you keep the sounds same through the whole, we'll say 2 minute song, but you keep it the same, and by a minute you're halfway through the song, it's still the same. And what's happening, you're flattening out your song. Somewhere along the way, you've got to make it interesting where it's catchy, where, wow, that really hit me hard with that song transition. It changed. We got to the verse. And then it even changed even better when it got to the chorus. And now I got a jingle that I'm singing in my head. I sing this song over and over again all day because that one part made a difference. It made a difference in the transition, in the wording, in the transition of the music. It made it where now I can... It brings the emotion to the table. I'm not just sitting there flat and, oh, okay, I've been here before. This is a different emotion. This is an emotion I can relate to. Whether it's worshiping song or whether it's, you know, non-religious song. Or some people like to call it secular song. If it's interesting, it's going to keep your mind going. Hey, I'm going to go back. There's something that artist said. I'm going to go back and listen to that. It hit a chord in my spirit, in my man who I am, or woman who I am. It really made a difference in how I address my day, the rest of the day. Yeah, you want to talk about elevator music? If you're just an instrumentalist, make that piece really interesting so we can be sitting in that elevator and going, hey man, I like that piece of music that's going on there, that instrumental. You know, that makes it the ride on the elevator to work a lot different. I can look at somebody else and say, hey man, you know, it's a good day. That music really stuck to me. I'm ready to go on this Monday. I'm waking up because of the weekend. Yeah. I understand some of you. I know where you're coming from about your weekends. And then you got to get on that blah, blah morning Monday. And you want that Monday morning, you know, song, you know. Like, California Dreamer. Oh, yeah. Something that really hit the chord, hit the note. Anyway, I'm out of here. Just Dale Calhoun. Dale Calhoun, LLC, talking to you. Make sure you track me out on Spotify and all your streaming services. We're out of here, man. Have a good one. Pan it on out. This is Dale Calhoun, LLC, here today. I'm going through some music and, you know, doing some mixing again in the in my little studio. Live as it gets. Had to do that. Had to have that assertive name, title, because we went through COVID. And you know, we did a lot of virtual concerts. I downloaded a lot of applications where you could have live concerts in different things. And I did that, a lot of that, during COVID-19. You know, we've been through a lot of influences, haven't we? Good, bad, and the ugly. Today, I'd like to encourage you with your music. If you're if you're a new musician, I mean, you're going, well, you know, I'm practicing. I'm right here at the beginning stage. I talked to somebody the other day that they said their daughter had been playing music for 4 years. She'd been practicing, and she wanted an instructor, and she wanted to, look for somebody to instruct her. I told her this way, and this is what I believe about a lot of you. It's time now for her to get in a group situation. Why does that work? Because you all learn from each other. A group situation, you know, you learn from each other, and you draw from each other's energy, okay? That's the way it is. We communicate with each other. Sometimes assertively. And assertively for us is our music as musicians and artists out there. So you get in that group situation. You want to decide, you know, what situation are we? What do we represent? I mean, that's what a lot of groups do. You can tell in their influence. They can tell the influence of what they are. Like some of gangster rap, or somebody have rowdy, protesting music and rock and roll. It could be either way. We're not pointing at any one group. We're always thinking, what is your ultimate goal in your music? What is it going to do? What is your influence? Some of it is love songs. You just want to write a lot of love songs. That's good. We need a lot more love in our world these days. Things about protest songs. Be all right. It can be fun. You know, I remember that song, Signs, Signs, Everywhere a Sign. You know, back in my day, that was pretty rowdy, but it was fun. And it was talking about long hair and having your hair on your hat. Hippie song. Oh, boy. You know, now, we're talking about... And this is what I'm trying to communicate. I've done several recordings because I want to record it, communicate this right to my fan base and other artists who are trying to learn about music. Brainstorming. Oh, breaking the ice. What is breaking the ice? You want something in that song that, bam, everybody, you communicated. And everybody's listening and waiting for that next verse, what it's going to tell us. So in your thinking, you brainstorm that thing, you go, wow, I wrote this verse. And some verse is going to stick out, and you're going to go, I love this verse that I wrote to communicate assertively and positively. You've got to express yourself of who you are, yes. And that's a thinking and action thing to do. To have that in your life where you can communicate what you believe through your music. Sometimes the influence is bad. A whole generation is influenced. Gangster stuff and robbing and stealing. And they think that's cool. Well, there is a reason that's put out there. If for you, whoever wrote that, you're influencing hate and violence. Because violence has been put on you. You think violence should come back. Hey, our media tells that all the time. Look out at revenge and vigilantes and things like that. And then where does that influence you? It comes from the movies, Hollywood, TV, series, different things that influence us in the world. And now our music should influence us assertively in another direction.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Is what's influencing your writing? You're writing music today, and you're writing, you're influencing. Maybe you're somebody just beginning. If you're a beginning person, take a song that you like and just start playing it while you're writing, to get your pen and writing paper and start writing poetry. You get on there and online, you'll find a lot of free stuff. And there's things, courses to take. There's a whole lot out of it out there. A lot of sharks on the internet. You've got to be careful. You can do a, be careful. Don't get involved in too many things all at once. Get involved in one thing and build from there. Like I said today, if you're not in a group, hey, get in a group. There's a positive, and it be a positive influence as you all working together. Hey, some musicians figure out, well, you know, this isn't for me. I want to be married, have kids, and have a career. I don't know if I want to do this. So you lose some band members. You'll gain some band members. What it is, you want people who are influenced to the band in a positive influence. I've had people, I have my guitar, my lead guitar player died last year of cancer. So I got to start all over. I don't even have a whole group. I have people who I call workshops, music workshops. We get together and we play together and we record together and we put a name to it. But I want to get this year a whole group going, an actual, now that COVID is winding down, that we can get the influence of our band, an actual band and tour going. But meanwhile, you have writing, you have influence, you have media. If you're a person that you're writing music, you could go to your media. You could go to these places, radio and different places, and start finding out how to get your music on TV or wherever. That's where it's at. Trying to get involved in the music world and where you plug into that. I've had, so I remember back in the day, oh boy, mom, dad, oh yeah, you work for the man, yeah, he's going to take care of you, that type of attitude. Well, it didn't work out. A lot of people that I know almost got their 20 years and then got kicked off. So don't let people say that what you're doing is just a hobby. There are things for artwork, the graphic arts, there are things for music. You don't have to be a person just right out in front, but you have an influence. And somebody needs your influence. Somebody needs your input. So don't be discouraged. You just hang in there with everything you've got. Let's see, I'm going to kind of pan out of here. The next few things here, I'm going to insert here. I'm going to pan up. You're going to listen to this music. Here's some info.
Some time for yourself, heaven will create a new. Please take your time, you'll find peace of mind if you change your mind. Both people could be as one, change your mind if you change your mind. There will be a place of peace in these times.
Hey fans, glad to have you here. This is Dale Calhoun. I'm glad to have a good fan base that keeps track of me and what's going on the program today. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about, more about writing, songwriting today. And we've been talking about music and stuff. And I'll take some of that back. Flat music, like I was talking about flat, you know, if it sounds the same, hasn't changed in a minute, that the song becomes flat. Well, genres are genres. We've got to go through that too. Some people like that. They like the dark flat, you know, repetition. Or they just like it. So we can't say it's all bad, because there are so many genres and so many feelings out there and emotions in people's music. Sometimes just getting together in a group, You just feel all synced together as one. And there's just a feeling and an emotion you have when you have that time to create music together. Hey, you know what I'm going to talk about a little bit about? About positive attitude and positive thinking in your music, too. You know, you should identify the positivity that you want in your song. Identify what do you want to be a positive about. Think about it in different ways that can come out, you know. And decide the best time and way to get involved with that thinking process. You know, what that means is, okay, as musicians, you know that we go through a mental block. Artists have blocks. They have their blocks. Writer's block, all that. We go through that too. So you have to decide in yourself, when's the best time that I'm going to sit down and get that gig going, you know? And get involved in that action of that positivity in that music. Get involved in it. You know, I think it's great to get involved with your music, like in charities and helping people out and stuff. And sometimes have a free concert. But nowadays we know, I mean, when I started doing my, just started doing all my catalog of music and uploading it on Spotify and getting my things together after many, many years of waiting for this time in my life. I started back in the 80s. I used to lock myself in a room. I was a single man at the time. And just jam. And never had a real place to put that music where people could enjoy it. And now, woo, here we are. I'm here. I'm writing. I'm putting my catalog of songs, songwriting up. I'm also a writer. So, you know, that helps to get my creativity going. I'm glad you're here today, you know, and I have a fan base. It's not like I'm a fan base with, you know, like I got the major labels and everything. But as indie, you'll find that, you know, indie musicians, we go through the struggle. Every musician goes through the struggle. Hey, look how much you get paid. 2 cents a stream, maybe more on some platforms. But also the things about anonymous stuff, anonymous surfing, I think, in my opinion, I think we lose a lot of our credit on that. You can't go to YouTube and see, well, I only had 12 strings, the songs, you know, streams.
Me on the Dale Calhoun Radio or one of our curated programs, Catcher of Tales, or you might even hear some Breakaway Thunders. Look. Today on today's program, wherever you hear this voice of your said host, it's all about today is intros. We're interested in intros. So if I put this file up, the next 12 songs I put there as I am interested into how some intros sound in music that really catches a person's eye or your ears in this case, that you will hear a good intro to a song. That really catches the person to want to listen. So, you know, we're going to put this file in the first 12 songs I choose after this. You listen to this file is about some real good intros to some new bands. Hey, and the music, you know, catch people's ears, you know, to catch them with the sound. So I'm going to switch on over here. We're panning on out. Yeah, here we go.
I'm back. This is Dale Calhoun, LLC. We're talking about music. We're talking about transitions, intros, verses, choruses. Hey, have you figured it out? I haven't. I'm still working it out. I've got a few things that I can see and observe and listen. I can give some advice, you know, like if I was in a group situation right now and I was talking to you about what we're going to do next, that's what I can do. I've been in group situations where we had to decide what songs we're going to play and which one we're going to improve on. A lot of times improvement comes from maybe one change in your chord progressions. Oh, here we go again, you say. Well, here we go again. A lot of times that's what I'm experiencing when I'm listening to Spotify channel and different things, and I'm looking for top 12 or something. I'm seeing, you know, what makes that unique? What makes them different? Because we got all these artists out here to pick on Spotify streaming and all the streaming services. Now we got to pick out the ones that kind of stand out. Is their message clear? That's one thing, you know, is the message clear where they're coming from? What side of the tracks are we going to be on by the time we get done with the song? Are we going on the good side of the track or bad side of the track? I guess we can find that out anywhere through music. It'd be dark and it'd be light. And hopefully in my life, I like to see the light overcome the dark and that there is a positive return in what the music is saying. I thank you for being here with me today. And like I said, this is Dale Calhoun, LLC. And I'm listening. I'm out here listening. And I'm trying to out, you know, do myself sometimes and pick some of the best of the best. And of the 12 best, it gets hard. It's not easy to do that all the time. Lots of artists out here. A lot of things that got to switch up, you know, on my list of music. Because I'm stuck in this one level right now where it seems to be the same music is going back and forth. And I got to go through that transition myself and get some different music lists. You know, I'm going to listen to some songs I'm added here. And I'm doing a lot of that right now. So I'm glad that you're here today with us on the program. Hey, be licking, listen, licking. And finger licking good. Yeah. Be finger lipping good, licking good. Because you just came out of the Kentucky Fried Chicken place. So was it finger licking good? Did you enjoy that? Was it like the music you listened to? The transition is so beautiful that it makes my day. Yeah. Okay, we're out of here. This is Dale Calhoun, LLC. Listen to me on my streaming program. All right. We're out of here. Panning on out. Bye. Forever.